Over the hills and far away, at the break of dawn, there's a place you can always stay with Glenhog and Acorn.
Welcome to Blind Hog and Acorn. I'm Mary Jane, the Acorn.
And I'm the Blind Hog.
And Happy New Year.
I guess it is, isn't it?
It is. It's 7 hours into the new year, and here we are, sitting pretty much in the dark.
It is pretty much in the dark. Well, it started kind of opening up a little up there, but not much.
Well, we're getting some needed rain.
Well, it definitely, I don't know if we needed that much, but we're getting it.
Well, we had 0.62
so
inches.
Far, yeah. Well, I think
that started after we went to bed last night. Mm-hmm. It might have started drizzling a little bit before, but
it seemed like it did, kind of misty. But
yeah,
I didn't go out and check it.
No, but it just
not that cold. What I tell you, it was 50 something.
Yeah, and yesterday, the end of the year, and it was in the 70s.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Yeah, winter's coming tonight.
I think it is. That's according to your
National Weather Service. We're going to get single-digit wind chills and maybe a wintry precipitation mix.
Mm.
That's code for freezing rain and sleet and shit. Wintry
you
mix.
You going to throw any snow in there, too?
Actually, they're hinting maybe Thursday?
Oh, next Thursday some snow?
Possibly.
Yeah, that's too far away.
Oh, I know. Let's just look where we are here. Well, what a big year on the farm. And we went out with a bang.
Yeah, we did. I'm still here. Made it through another year.
You know, farming is what keeps you going.
I guess it is. Either going up or going down. I'm not too sure which direction.
We're going forward. Oh, we're okay. Going forward.
Oh, okay, well. We got a lot done this last week.
We did. We started off, we got the roofs on the goat feeders.
Had we done the rest of it before?
We had. We had got them up there. We dragged them up the hill and got them lined up. Because we had six units.
All the units up there.
Yeah, we had 4 7-footers and 2 11.5-footers. And we got them kind of leveled up and where we wanted them, and then you kind of attach them to each other, using screws, and then we put that drip edge across the back, which was like 12-inch wide sheet metal siding cutoffs that ran
stuck on the back.
Yeah, longwise to kind of tie them all in together better, and then we hauled the sheet metal roofing across the buck's yard and tossed it over the fence.
I don't know if it's tossed. What were they? 20-something feet almost? Or 18 feet?
15 feet.
15 feet?
Yeah.
I know that they were not tossable, really.
No,
se.
But we
got them over there.
We got them over there. And then
they had to do a dance on them to try to.
As friend Phil cleverly noticed, you were using the foot brake on them to bend them over to get a nice 90-degree bend.
It worked out all right.
It did. And so we got these green roofing all the way down.
Yeah, we were lucky to have it all the same color, too. You know?
Ah.
I tell you.
It looks fancy up there.
It looks nice. So we got that mounted on there.
Yep.
I guess right before that, you'd gone ahead and put those center braces in there on the pieces.
I did.
That did make some support.
I did my double compound cut.
Yeah, boy.
Ooh. Wasn't that tricky?
I don't know. I just saw you mount it. I just mounted it.
You take the combination square and let me, and you take the pieces of wood and get them cut, and then I'll put the screws in.
Yep, hold it up there.
And it worked.
Yeah, I did.
It worked. You'd think I'd built a house or something.
Mm. Helped at least.
On it
two
did.
Or three
All
of them.
These little tidbits of trivia coming back to help me. But on where one slab of roofing overlapped another, of course, it did not break on a support piece of wood. And you just drilled through both top and bottom layer of roofing and put a pop rivet in that puppy.
We did. We got two or three spots where we kind of
And that,
it together.
I tell you what, those pop rivets made all the difference in the world.
Well, the whole thing looks good. Well, you know, I hate to say that about our work, but it looks good.
It does. It does.
So that inspired the next PLN. It's been cooking for a long time.
Yeah, putting the floor in the buck shed. And when we first moved here, you had brought all the plywood and building materials from the Boy Scout Jamboree that were donated.
Mm-hmm.
And you took apart all their
fasteners.
Yeah.
We brought them.
They had a bunch of sales counters and stuff that they used.
They had made up out of plywood, and then our next door neighbor at the time in Virginia,
he had
the got the contract, and he said he had 2 weeks to get it all out, period.
Yes,
He said, I don't want any of it. I've got two or three trailer loads full of stuff. They never use the same stuff again, so.
So they dumped it all in the yard.
Set up a tarp.
Yep.
To break the sun off, and a couple of saw horses, and I took the nails and the, I didn't have that many screws. Most all it was nails.
Yep.
But they had full sheets of plywood. There's a lot of 4x8s. And then they had a lot of 2x8s.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a lot of 39-inch.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that was the height.
I don't know.
Or the top of it or something.
Yeah.
But so we had those all stacked up together.
And the 2x4s.
All the 2x4s that mounted them together and everything.
And the 1x's.
Oh, yeah, still got those. Still got a bunch of those.
And
1x8s and 1x10s or 12s.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
So, I mean, we had this. It was like,
no wonder the tractor trailer was overloaded.
So we've had this stack of recycled lumber. And when we first moved here, you made 3 8x12 livestock shelters on 4x6 runners.
They're 4x6s or, 5x6. They're 4x6s, I believe.
Yeah.
They're on big treated runners, so we put big anchor bolts in them so we could tow them with the tractor.
And we have towed them.
Yeah, we did. We towed them all the way up to the east field. Now, well, that's some rough territory going up through all them rocks.
The two that we, air quote, permanently mounted now in the Rose Field for the commercial goats, we set them up where we wanted, and then we put that big awning front porch thing over it.
From McDonald's.
Yeah, and then covered it with billboard tarp.
Yeah.
So we've got 3 16-foot long cattle panels, and the cattle panels are 4 foot wide each, so that's 12x16 arching cover.
Over down to the
wall of pallets.
Yep.
And we've got those.
It's held up really good.
Geez,
so the last, is that 2 or 3 years?
It's been 2 years
now. 2 years.
Yeah. And then, so we've got two of those. Well, the third livestock shed, the one that actually lived up in the east field for a while and got dragged down the hill. And
did we bring it all the way in through this?
We
down
did.
To the front and up the
we
hill?
We did.
And, gosh, I wonder we made it through all that.
I know. Well, anyway, it is up here now.
In the middle paddock that we call the buckyard, which is almost about an acre.
It is. But for a year or so, it was just kind of sitting there. And then last year, we actually leveled it up. We had to pick up the low end and a cinder block and then some. I think it's like a
2x4, I think.
A 2x6 or a 2x8 underneath it. And that made it pretty darn level and plumb.
Well, on the first two goat buildings, you know, we bought that treated wood, which was reasonable at that time.
We used 2x6s.
Is it 2x6s or 2x8s?
2x6s.
2x6s by yep. 8 footers.
Yep.
And then we used, what was it, 12 footers?
Yes.
Along the front,
uh-huh.
where we built that little uh-huh. porch on each
uh-huh.
one of them.
Uh-huh.
So we did all that, and it wasn't that outrageous. But wood's just going crazy now.
Jeez.
Luckily, when we left Virginia, there was about, I guess, 60 or 70 square feet of oak lumber. Not
mm-hmm.
oak. Yeah, oak lumber.
Mm-hmm. That
and
rough
sawn.
And it
was rough sawn, mm-hmm. just like you'd put on the side of a building. So it had been up there in that building up there. And then when we moved, I brought that with us.
Yeah, the people had left it.
And it's been stacked.
In our workshop.
For
15 years.
Almost 15 years.
Well,
and so
almost
was,
16 years.
It was,
now.
You know, super dry. I told Mary Jane, the problem might be is if we could drive a nail through it. Because it is hard as a rock. But
yeah.
So we were able to use it, and we had some of that 5/4 that
yep,
was left
the
over.
The leftover from the, yep,
from
the last project.
From the goat.
Way. The goat tilt table
yeah.
platform.
Mm-hmm.
We had leftover of it and that, and so then...
We tore a couple of pieces off the old
sheep shed
out there.
Yeah, which was also rough sawn oak.
And it was just barely enough to put in on the outside corners of it.
Yeah,
it worked out. Then we put it around the outside frame of it, too, to kind of block off...
Close in the crawl space.
All the critters... skunks and stuff mm. don't go out there and go underneath the floor.
But I tell you what, that floor went in there.
It did.
Piece of cake.
We took the small compressor up there and the fine, that nail gun saved my life, I guess. I wouldn't be, but it did, it worked. So we nailed all that stuff up, got it all on there, and then put a piece of panel on the front there, put that
well the
pallet on
the
front.
Opening of the shed is like 10 feet wide.
Is it 10?
Yeah, because the length of it
is
12.
Yeah, so it's about 10.
And I mean it's fine, but we don't have an awning over the front of it.
Like
so
we do on the other building.
When the weather comes in, it's like there's 1 foot little protected corner on each side of the door, and it's like, nah, that's not enough. So I thought, let's go up to the tractor barn and look at our stack of pallets. Because, of course, we're farmers. We have stacks of pallets.
We have stacks of... Is the term stuff general to general?
We're not hoarders, Glenn. We're farmers who save things.
That's right. You never can tell when you need to use.
Well, anyway, we just happen to have some extra long pallets.
A big pallet, yeah.
And that one was 60... I think the opening is 60...
No,
the opening's taller than my head. Yeah, the pallet was the same height as me. It was 67 inches. So we set the pallet up on its end, which was almost 4 foot wide. And then you nailed it into the door jamb on one side. We put a stringer down from the top header down.
It's almost a 3x3 or 2x3.
To connect with that floppy end, top end of the pallet. And that got it all tightened up. And then you covered the whole front with more Boy Scout plywood.
Yeah, we had to. Well, we had something that we cut to fill in the gaps around the outside.
Right,
more
because
openings around it.
On that shed, you just used 2 4-foot runs of plywood to go around, and so up at the top, there was almost 2 foot down to nothing gap on top because the shed has an angled roof front to back, and that also lets in a lot of weather. And so we thought, well, if we're not going to put a front awning on it right away, let's go ahead and close in some of this air. So we cut plywood on a diagonal, and it just happened to work out. that we could use both pieces. And yay, it's done.
All closed in. You know, it's like a good way to finish the year off, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. So the bucks will live there. Right now we've got the little buck and a little Derry Doling who I think she broke a toe. I was watching her walk on it, and she hasn't been able to put weight on her left fore leg for a few weeks now. It has been almost 4 weeks.
Really?
Because it was when I brought the cows and everybody down.
That's right. She was limping around for
But
sure.
She's learned how to get around as a three-legged goat. But she is putting weight on it now, but her toes are splayed. Very far. So it's like, yeah. I think she might have broke her foot.
Yeah, it's stuck in a hole up there or something, maybe.
Or somebody pounded on her.
Those two right there are just getting, everybody's picking on them.
They are.
Little Frank and so they stick together, the
oh,
two of
like
them.
It's glue. Like,
so Mary Jane just put them in the
buckyard.
We put some hay in that building.
Well, yesterday you took hay and filled up the front end loader and filled up the feeder for the dairy goats, well, in the dairy barn,
yep.
Because we knew that today is going to be solid rain and the goats really aren't going to go out and graze, but we're only 2 weeks away from the dairy goats kidding and to essentially say, well, today
you don't get to eat today.
Yeah, no.
So we've gave them some, and then I got another load of hay, and we put a little bit in the old goat barn.
Yep.
And then we put the rest out there with the...
In the buck shed.
In the shed out there.
For bedding and food. And little Lily and little Frank said, ooh, this is kind of nice.
And plus they're getting away from all those people banging on
them. The bullies, I know. But that's the way it is.
Is it just animals that bully people? Human
goats.
Beings don't do stuff like that, do they?
It's goats. But then, while you were doing the hay thing, I was having all the fun.
You did have fun. I noticed that.
Yeah.
She's been threatening to do this.
I cleaned out the water troughs.
So she cleaned out two water troughs that are 100 galloners.
And I dumped out the one up in the yeast field. I had to bucket it empty.
And then just tip it over.
Tip it over, but I went ahead and flipped it all the way up. That actually... That trough up there is Lucas's bathtub from 30-some years ago.
Oh, really? They had it that long?
Yeah, they had that when he was a baby, and that's what they used to take their baths in.
Huh.
Back when they were hippies.
No wonder it's holding up good. That's some decent galvanized material at that time. Nowadays, you know. I'm not sure if the other one down here in the front of the old...
It is tipped over on its side, at least.
I don't know if it's in good a shape, but, you know. Huh, well.
The more you know.
Well, then someone had to catch our fish.
Yeah, each of the other two plastic troughs each had two goldfish that have been in there for years.
They love it. They're great.
I had to catch them. I could catch one, but then the other one would hide. So on one bucket, I got down, on one trough, I got down to only a couple inches of water, bucketing it out with a 6-quart bucket, 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 and caught it.
Builds up your muscles.
I tell you what, it worked on my back. I didn't realize that until this morning. It's like, God, why is my back so sore? It's like, yeah.
Well, I see if you bucket out almost 100 gallons, that's 800 pounds right there on each trough.
times three. And then the other goldfish, there was mud in that trough. I mean, it was like a 6-inch soup. It was like thick pea soup in the bottom of that trough. And one of the goldfish actually was in there, but as soon as I took it out and put it in the bucket with the other one that had the clear water in it, it was able to clear out its lungs and not drown.
Yeah. So get all that muck out of there.
And then scraped it and rinsed it and bucketed out again and scraped a little more. But then filling it up with well water at 55, 56 degrees, put the goldfish back in there, and they were just like, zoom, 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 zoom. Oh, this is wonderful.
Our cleanup goldfish.
Yeah.
You've been using those for years, you know.
Well, I didn't want to scrape too much algae off the side of the tank because that's what the goldfish been eating.
I guess I'm sure it'll build back up again for them. Would you say they were about 5 or 6 inches now?
4 to 5, yeah.
4 to 5 mm-hmm. inches?
Yeah.
At one time, you could buy a little, I don't think they're even, 3/4 inch goldfish?
Yeah. 10 for a dollar?
Yeah, or...
Yeah.
Because we bought a bunch of them and just poured them in the ponds and put them in these things. And then the other one, is there still a big one in the other trough? Over?
Yeah, in the cement trough, there is still one goldfish.
It's probably what? It's probably a foot long or more.
No, it's not.
Is it just a goldfish?
It's is.
That other one had died.
The koi died.
Oh, okay.
Our old koi died.
So you got those two troughs cleaned out.
Yep, and then we distributed trough de-icers.
Yeah, you put those up. That's right, I had to wire a short piece for that one.
Make me an extension cord. But yeah. You know what? Wasn't it nice working out there in the field with electricity that was full power?
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
We ran that.
Somebody ran underground electric to the outside outlets up there by the water truck. Who did that?
I don't know. That's one of our smoother moves, finally, I guess.
Tell you what, I'm glad that chore was done.
So we got that. We've got electricity all the way up to the dairy barn.
We got new electric run. We've got water troughs cleaned out. We got de-icers ready to be plugged in. The cows got moved to a new grazing strip yesterday, which will hold them for a couple more weeks. The goats got hay in their barns so that they can nibble on stuff during the rain today.
Then we can let them go back up to their...
Yeah. We got the buck shed done, the grain feeders, the 60-foot-long bunk feeders are done. Oh, and then yesterday...
And you fed them, too.
Yesterday, we went around and picked up some...
That's right, you went and bought...
Sample bags.
Sample bags. Well, I can't think of a sample being a freebie, but just went around and picked some select bags.
No, we went out and bought 4 separate bags of feed, and... I had 5 counting the one that we had here, so we're just going to kind of judge and see which bagged feed we can give the goats for supplement occasionally, because we're not feeding them constantly.
We feed them more than we used to, you know. The good thing about having that, then I drill those drain holes out a little bit on that thing, too, so that thing ought to do pretty good.
For the bunk feeders,
with a cover on it. It shouldn't get that, I don't know. When it's raining, it's hard to tell, but...
Keeping their feet out of it is going to make the biggest difference.
Keeping them from walking around up there. So, yeah, we even attached some cattle panel to it, too, to keep them from getting up in it. Yeah.
But anyway, so we've got 5 feeds. Going to see which one does right. I'm going to pull the nutrition labels off, do me a compare. Generally, the cheapest feed you can give them is going to be a dairy cow ration, which is pretty much what they sweep up off the floor, squeeze into pellets, and then drizzle some molasses protein juice on.
Well, and it's also, that's one of the things that they're selling so much of, you know.
Yeah.
There's, you know, people are feeding that to their, not just dairy cows, but they're feeding it to their cows.
Anything.
You know, and that's it's a general thing, and so there's a lot more of that. Than
right.
As Frank says, you know, if you put the word goat on a bag, it just doubles the price on it.
And, you know, it kind of does. But theoretically, it's also formulated for goats, so you have a very specific calcium to phosphorus ratio, because if it's too much one way or another, your weathered goats can get urinary calculi, kidney stones, bladder stones, and we've only had that happen once to us, and that was when we first moved here. we had a wether who could not pee. And I had to go to MFA, and that was when Mark was still working, and he gave me a little bag of ammonium chloride, and you put that on their food, and that helps dissolve the urinary calculi. I think that's what it was. It was something like that. Whatever the treatment is, we did it, no problem, but you can avoid that whole problem by, one, not feeding your goats bagged feed.
Well, we didn't feed them that much bagged feed at that time, did we?
I don't know. It was like our second year. It was in the old goat barn. But also, we don't keep our wethers around that long.
The last one we had was old what's-his-name that you gave to...
Yeah.
And he was huge.
He's the biggest damn goat I've ever seen. But we'll see. I'm thinking we may have to... We'll see what kids we get this year. I may keep one just to keep in with the bucks, just in case one of... You know, I hate to put a whipping boy in there. Mm-hmm. But just in case one of the bucks suddenly dies... You just can't have one goat up there by himself.
Just bring him down here and put him in the house with us.
Oh, yeah. He can just live in here.
Shoot you.
Yeah. But anyway, that was our chores. And they're all done. Yay. And today, we're just going to relax. Have our traditional New Year's Day lunch.
Paraphernalia.
Yeah, yeah. We've got the collard greens. I'm going to cook up some black-eyed peas with some hog jowl. Make a big old pan of cornbread.
That's it. Don't get no better than that.
I'll make you some ice cream.
Oh, come on now. You think it's the first day of the year or something?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, whatever you do today, you might have to do the rest of the year. You know,
oh,
you
got
to be careful
making
ice cream.
And tonight's a big lotto winning.
Ooh. Oh, shoot, yeah. We'll see. That's what I need. I need to win the lottery. I remember that little cartoon I had for years in my office. A guy telling his son, he says, don't worry about education. The lottery will set you up. That's the solution.
Hey, you hear that?
What?
It's the music intro for our sponsor.
Our sponsor, huh?
This year, we're
our
going
new
to...
sponsor.
We have a sponsor. And you know what? It's very close to home sponsor.
It has a ringing name to it.
Does it have a catchy name? It
sure does.
Yeah. Ask Mary Jane. Yeah. Yeah. But unfortunately, Ask Mary Jane LLC is not quite up and running yet.
It's getting close.
No, the website developer is still developing the website.
Well, it's one of the things we trained you for back there in all these years. Got all that background.
Oh, okay, so what I'm going to do, my Matrix imitation. What if I told you that in 1988, a new system was discovered in the human body?
Really?
Really? This is true.
The 1988.
1988.
Huh?
The endocannabinoid system.
That's when we got married, wasn't it?
No
wonder it's such a... That is.
Well, anyway, the science of the ECS is just opening up crazy. And over the next year, our listeners are going to be inundated with fun facts about the ECS and everything that entails. And I'm going to leave it right there. I'm not going to give any spoilers.
Oh, shoot. No, don't do that. No.
Oh, yeah. You gotta, like they don't know it already.
they're probably turning it off. That's why you cut that out.
But anyway, I'm very excited. I have thoroughly enjoyed the education I've been getting.
Yeah, you've been doing a lot of research, a lot of work.
Yep, and I've met a whole new group of people. Thanks to Zoom and various meetings.
You got a new hat.
I do. I got a new merit badge.
You got a new hat. Almost here.
Yep. But I had the website about ready to go, and then I tore it all down.
That's typical.
I pulled an Ernest Hemingway. I went through and I cut. Let's get it down to the bare bones. Let's get rid of the fluff. You know,
you got it down to what, 5 pages? Is that what your fluff is now?
No, it's just that when you go to a website, what chaps my ass is having a whole bunch of stuff going. It's like, we're going to pack it full. It's like, no, let's cut it. Let's make it clean. People just want to glance at it, know where they're going, and push a button to go
to the next page.
Let's not make it any more difficult than it has to be. And I figured out a way to do it. Thank God. But anyway, now that I have the home page kind of the way I want it, now I can go back and finish up the pages that the buttons on the home page will direct people to. And I'll probably get that done today.
You might as well. It's just raining.
I'm just cooking. Got to can up some other stuff, but you know what? I can do all that.
Multitasking is right down your alley.
I tell you what. Yep. So, I guess that's going to be it. Our first season 3, episode 1.
Wow, is all I can say.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Wow.
We don't have any more Bob Rosses, do we? Was that the last one we had? Was that the last one?
We're done with Bob Ross.
We are?
Yeah, we got a sponsor now.
Oh, gosh. No more Bob Rosses.
No.
Oh, so I get to read sponsor stuff, huh?
Yeah, we get to do advertisements.
That'll scare them to
death. You get to be astounded by fun facts.
Yes, all right. I can handle a few fun facts.
All right. Well, listen, you all have a safe and good week this first week of 2022. Let's hope it's not yet another dumpster fire.
That's right.
Getting a little tired of dumpster fires.
Let's everybody get their stuff together and get rid of this crap.
Oh, okay. Which is, get your shit together and get vaccinated.
That's right. 2 or 3 times, whatever it takes, but do it. Now you got to use a fancy mask, which is all right, too.
You know,
Do it.
We got that box of N95s from that place down in Texas.
Houston,
wasn't it? Yeah. And they were very reasonable, and they're comfortable, and you know what? They're okay.
They're not throwaways. You can
technically reuse N95s if you let them rest for 3 or 4, 3 or more days. There's also a way you can sterilize them in a microwave.
But yeah, we're not going to do that.
No.
That'd probably make the strings crazy.
Yeah. Alrighty, everyone. Y'all take care. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye. Take care. Happy New Year.